Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Thank you for listening to today's program. We're talking about a really interesting new book, a novel called The Odd Twins, a story that will have you transfixed with wonder and take you for a ride, well, a ride you'll never forget. The author is Randy Caparco. He holds a master's degree from CW Post College. He's been a law enforcement officer for over 30 years. Today, he's retired from his last law enforcement position with the state of New York. He's an enrolled agent authorized to practice before the IRS, has an accounting firm located in Suffolk County, New York. And he's an author of this exciting new book, The Odd Twins. Randy, welcome to the program. I'm looking forward to having you on to explain this whole concept of the book. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
This really is a book well done. It's got great characters. It's a story that will have you thinking. You'll be thinking as you're reading it. You'll be thinking as you put the book down for the final time. Let's do a little bit of background on this. The book is set back in 1994, a rural part of Italy. Talk about the basis for the book, where the story is, and then the Odd Twins and their arrival.
Well, the story actually takes place in 1944 in Italy during World War II. And it's about a woman who was impregnated, and it was kind of a weird pregnancy. And then she has kind of a weird birth. I don't want to say too much about this part of it because it's sort of like The Sixth Sense. You have to kind of like read the book and then you finally get to the point where you find out what the storyline is about. And it's just fascinating. And it's mind-boggling.
It is. And there's so much going on besides the birth. You've got the owl, the bird that's overhead. You've got it's a strange birth from the beginning. And even the animals know that it's a strange birth at the time, don't they?
Oh, yes. The animals are all, I guess they're also frustrated with the bird because it takes a long time. And it's like, like an owl is supposed to represent some type of a bird. And the raven is supposed to be like a vulture that eats all kinds of things. So they play a significant role in the entire storyline. And, you know, as far as the characters go, the characters in the storybook, they actually come to life. They bring the story to reality. It's almost like you're inside the characters' heads. And it's just fantastic the way the characters are depicted. And each one of them has their own storyline. So it's like when you get to a character, it's like you get the whole story about the character himself. Because this book was really designed to be a movie. So it kind of like it takes you throughout, like, for example, she lights a cigarette or he's boxing in the ring. But it explains every little detail about that character. So the storyline is really incredible in the sense that it's designed to be a movie. And each character has its own personality that the reader could really get into.
And we feel like we know them as we're reading the book. Maria is the lady who is having birth. And this is everything is unexpected, as I say, from the beginning, because she thought when one appeared, OK, this is it. My job's over. She had no idea she was having twins, did she?
Right. OK. See, and that's where the storyline, as you keep reading, like the part you just said, you really don't get to that for a while. So the beginning of the book, you kind of wonder, what the hell is going on here? What kind of pregnancy is this?
Yes.
And then you do get to find out that it's twins. And then the storyline really starts to get exciting once the twins are born. And then it takes you, like I said, to a point where you find out what the whole story is about.
The book is called The Odd Twins. Randy Caparco is our guest on the program. Books available at bookventure.com and Amazon as well. You can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on the book. And Randy's last name, Caparco, is C-A-P-A-R-C-O. It's called The Odd Twins, so I thought I wasn't giving away too much by saying that there were twins, but I'll leave it at that, and then we'll talk about some of the twists and turns as we're going through the course of the interview. But this is a challenging idea, something you're thinking, this couldn't happen, but could it? Where did you come up with the idea for this?
Well, you know, it's really funny, Rick. Like, I don't know. I guess one day we were having a conversation about the storyline that this book involves. And from that conversation, it sort of like sparked something in me to write a story about that particular conversation we were having. And it led up to me writing this book. And, it's sort of like I did a lot of research on this to find out if this really could happen in the real world. And, it really did happen. It does happen. And it's mind-boggling when the reader finds out that, Jesus, I'm reading supposed to be fiction. And all of a sudden you start to find out, whoa, this is really happening in today's society. You know, it's like,
Yes.
it's really mind-boggling in the sense that there's a lot of reality here. So it's not like like a fiction book. It's more like a thriller suspense type of a thing with a lot of fiction, obviously. But it's like the reader has to decide whether it's a sci-fi or a true story or where it leads. And they'll find that out as they keep reading the book.
And maybe change their mind a couple times, depending on the chapter they're reading. Exactly. You keep them, we're sort of unsettled, aren't we, as we read this, because we're sorting through, trying to, in our own mind, make some sense of this, yet we don't fully understand what's exactly going on. You did an excellent job of building that up and maintaining it during the course of the book. I want to go back to something you talked about before in the development of these characters, because so often we read characters, we don't really understand a lot about them. In fact, we almost have to sort of fantasize ourselves as to who these people are. You've laid out exactly who these people are. Talk about the challenges of doing that. As you write the book and you've got multiple characters, giving us information where we really feel like we know who these people are and we can visualize who these people are.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Rick, when you write a book, it's like, I guess the best way to explain it is as you're typing, it's almost like something takes your body over.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, these characters, to me, came to life as I was writing them. And it became like a reality for me just experiencing these characters. And as I wrote it down on paper, after I wrote it, I reread it. And I said, my God, that's fantastic about this character, you know, that individual character. And then that took me into how I could depict these characters so when the reader reads it, he could feel like he's in the mind of this character and he's actually experiencing that character. And the storyline involves a few different characters. I guess you read it and you're familiar with that. And some of these characters are just incredible. I mean, the book has all kinds of content. It has love, it has sex, it has hate, it has murder, it has mafia, it has boxing. It takes the reader to so many different places. And then the conclusion is just incredible, Rick.
Well, yeah. In fact, you're at the end, you're talking about stay tuned for book two. We will have a follow-up to The Odd Twins?
Yes, there'll be a follow-up to it. It's being it's almost finalized now, and it should be released, I guess, early 2018.
How much fun is that to be able to continue the story? Because we're getting to near the end, and I'm thinking, okay, what's going to happen here? There are all sorts of possibilities. Your mind is wandering, and then stay tuned for book two. How much fun is that? Is to be able to, and maybe a challenge to continue the story?
You know, it's amazing you just said that. You said a challenge. I want to share something with you, Rick. After I wrote that, now I'm kind of sorry that I didn't end it right there. You know, instead of saying,
oh, yes,
hey, I'll go back in, because it's really, really a challenge to write book two. Because then I had a hard time, and I'm having a hard time with it. And I think the hardest part for me is like continuing the story and then bringing the second one to an end. The ending is always the hardest part of writing a book, because you want to leave the reader with something to think about. And challenge on book two is very, very difficult to continue and depict what really these children are like, and you know what happens, where they go, and the rest of their lives. It's very, very, very challenging, like you said.
The book is called The Odd Twins. It's a very fulfilling book. It's an entertaining book on a number of levels. It's available all across the country. You, of course, can go to Amazon, go to bookventure.com/bookstore and get the information. Link on to all of those sites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Randy Caparco is the author, C-A-P-A-R-C-O. You can find and get information on the book. Once you develop the characters, you not only do that very well, but you set the stage for us. We really see what's going on, the atmosphere as well, and so often that's missing in books. It's like they'll focus on the characters to the expense of the atmosphere, of setting the stage. You've got it all captured. How was that in writing that? It's almost like you visualized in your mind when you sat down and put it all on paper what your visions were.
You know, it's incredible, Rick, but like I was born in Italy and I came to America. And so I saw my parents live that kind of a life. So like from my experience, say my mother was making a soup and she would make a soup started from scratch. And she would take like a neck bone or a chicken neck or whatever and put it in the soup. And when I wrote that in the book, it was like I actually show like the cooking process of, you know, my wife read that part and she says to me, I could almost smell the soup cooking.
I know exactly what she's talking about. Yes.
Yeah, and it was incredible to me because she makes the soup for me. My wife makes it. So when she reads this book, it was like her making the soup. And she actually experienced the feeling of that. It was just incredible, you know? And that's what I did with my characters. I made it the same way. It's like you actually feel like you're oh my God, it's just incredible how that character comes to life.
What's it like in doing that? And you're going to continue some of these characters, but I would assume you almost feel like you know these people after a while because they are your creations. They live in Randy's world.
Yeah. You know, sometimes as I read it and I read the character, I kind of like sit there and say to myself, who the hell wrote this? I'm being honest with you, Rick. My wife says to me, where the hell did you get this stuff? Yeah. You know, I want to just tell you a little funny story, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, my wife read the book and she read it 3 times and she absolutely loved it and she never reads. So this is basically her first book that she really got into and she loved it. And anyway, there's a few sex scenes in there, you know. So one day I'm in my office and I'm doing some account work and my wife walks in and she's giving me a dirty look. And I said, so what's the matter with you? And she says, you don't know? I said, no, why? She goes, where did you get those sex scenes from?
Yeah, she has page 49 dog-eared for you to look at and then explain to her at dinner tonight where you've got those ideas from. The book is The Odd Twins. Randy Caparco, our guest, the author of the book with us on the program. How long did it take you to, from the time you decided, yes, I'm going to write this, to where you felt, okay, book one is done and this is ready to be published?
It took me 2 years to publish this book. 2 years to write it.
Yes.
And I guess a total of maybe I'd say about 28 months to get it published and everything. Book two is not as complicated. Book two has taken me, I'd say probably about maybe 6 to 7 months. I'll have it completely finished.
You know, this is interesting because as you're writing the book, I want to talk about so often authors will set up, okay, I'm going to write in the morning, I'm going to write in the evening, I'm going to write for 2 hours. With a book like this and seeing your passion for this story, were you ever able to turn the story off in your mind as you were writing this?
You know, Rick, I'm an accountant, like I told you, right? So what happens is if I'm sitting in the office, I have to find free time to write this in between because during tax time from January through April,
oh, yes.
I have 1,100 clients. So I'm busy with that all the time. And then I run like maybe about 60 to 70 companies that I take care of their books and records. So because I had to find time in between to put it together. So that's why it took me so long, you know. And not only that, it was difficult to come up with certain things. And it's really funny, coming to the end really held me up. The ending of any book is the most complicated part. So it was funny because I got to this middle of the book and I was doing something about something. And I says, this is incredible. This is my ending. So instead of putting it in the middle, I took that and moved it over to the end. And that pushed me, and I managed to get the book done within that period of time. Otherwise, it would have probably took me longer.
The book is called The Odd Twins. Randy Caparco, the author and our guest on This Week in America. Book's available at bookventure.com. Of course, Amazon, you can link onto our website and get all of that information. Who are some of the readers that you've enjoyed over the years? Some of maybe your influences when you sat down and started writing The Odd Twins?
I read so many books. I'm like really a book reader. And I guess I could say who would be one of my favorites. I read a lot of, you know, I went to college, obviously, as you know.
Yes.
And I read a lot of college books. So like Dickens and, you know, a lot of those people with those old time books. I used to love those stories, those storylines. They're from I read one book, The Lonely African, about an African boy who comes to America and he has to adapt to our culture. So a lot of those kind of books turn me on, you know, the older books about the older
yes.
times. Yeah.
Well, you have such a good pacing as well in The Odd Twins. Talk about doing that and then it's a roller coaster ride. Just when we think maybe we can catch our breath for a couple of pages, bang, we get hit with something else. You really have us up and down, and the pacing is so important. Talk about how you arrive at that, how you keep us. I mean, we can't wait to get to the next chapter.
See, from the books I've read in the past, I found that if you run the storyline, the same storyline continuously, it kind of keeps the reader intrigued. But if you leave each chapter with the reader wondering what's coming up next, I think it blows their minds. They can't put the book down because now, like, for example, she comes to the door and she announces that it's a, and then all of a sudden it stops and you have to go to the next chapter to find out what she's going to say. And I really think that that moves the book along where the reader almost has to continue. Like, I'm not going to stop midpoint. You know what I mean, Rick?
Exactly.
Well, she has to keep reading to get to that point. Yeah.
From a research standpoint, you not only did the research in the topic that you talk about and the possibilities, but this was set back, as you mentioned, mid-1940s in Italy. So you had to do some research back then because you have to make it authentic, make it believable, make references to what's happening, World War II, the Nazis, all of that going on. Talk about the challenges of research, because it's not something written today where you know this without going to the library. There was a lot of research, I'm sure, that went into this from a historical standpoint to get the timing correct.
All right, so that's a very good point, Rick. And you know, it's funny, if the title of the book, is The Odd Twins, obviously, and there's a reason why they're called The Odd Twins. Now, my job was to find out, has there ever been a case of really odd twins, the way the storyline takes you? And I did so much research on that, and I did so much research on Germany, Hitler, Mussolini. I did a lot of research on all that stuff to find out, you know, how to put the storyline together where it would be easier for the reader to understand the point I'm bringing out without them having to go research. Like, in other words, they could just find that information in my book. But it took me a lot of research to, you know, to gather up the dates, the times, you know, how World War II was affecting the whole world. A lot of research went into that, and a lot more is going into the book, too.
And then character development. I got a couple minutes left in the program, but it's interesting. With that, you've got the dialogue, and I find that so important because you have to remember what somebody said at one particular point in time and to work your thoughts into dialogue without over-explaining. Talk about the challenges of that, because you seem to have captured, like, authentic conversation between these people.
Yeah. And you know, Rick, it's funny, like, I had to go back and read the book, even my own writing. I had to read it probably, I'm going to say, 6 to 7 times as I was writing it to recall some of the things that you know, were in chapter 1, for example. I had to, you know, I connect that with chapter 7 or 8.
Yes, yes.
And it took a lot of, a lot of going back and forth. And, the bottom line is you want to get the reader to a point where everything connects in the book. Everything has to connect. And if you read the book, and I'm sure you did, at the end, everything connects. Everything comes together. And the whole storyline really, really is depicted at the end of the book. The funny part is that the reader has to wait to get to the end of the book to really, really get what it's all about.
And that's fun because along the way, we have our own theories as to what's going on and what's going to happen. And we find out from chapter to chapter whether we're on the right track or, whoops, we weren't really seeing this coming up. And a lot of that happens in the book. It's a story that will take you to an area that truly is uncharted. And it's just an excellent book. It's The Odd Twins. Randy Caparco is the author. That's Caparco. Books available at Amazon at bookventure.com/bookstore, the bookstore part of Book Venture. You will be able to find it and link on to information on the book, Randy, and where to find the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Randy, a pleasure reading the book. It really gets you thinking because at first, like I said, it's like, no. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe so. Won't say anymore, but it's an interesting book that everybody should enjoy. And part 2 will be coming out as well, and hopefully we can talk about that. Randy, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Okay, Rick, I just need to add one more thing, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
So if people were to go to Amazon.com right now and you know, to purchase the book is being sold for $11.99. But somehow Amazon has some people listing it at $72 and up. Tell them the correct price. You know, I'm sorry, don't tell them, but as part of this, the correct price for the book is $11.99, and it's put out by Book Venture, not Author House.
Perfect. Perfect. And we'll have all of that at our website that you can follow on that. So you're going to Amazon, you got the correct price, or you can go to bookventure.com, the publishers now, and they will have all the information there, all of the current information on the book, the right price, and how you can go ahead and order that. That's very simple, bookventure.com, and we'll have that on our website. Randy, again, thank you for being with us on the program. Look forward to book 2. And are you working on any other books at the present time?
No, I'm only working on this.
Okay. It sounds like you get your hands full with book 2 to try to see where you're going to go with that. And we're looking forward to seeing book 2. The book is The Odd Twins. Randy Caparco, our guest on This Week in America. All the information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.